One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai. Kosai.org.
Audio Frontier.
Ladies and gentlemen, the following podcast is Wrestling Daft and is scheduled for 1 hour. Maybe more. It has no real time limits making their way into your ears. First, from a place called Barniston, he is the Pyramid.
It's going to be the funniest show ever because I'm all about the comedy and the money. Baby.
How much you can pay? Mind.
And his partner, Feta Tappender Stevenson.
From Mecca Echo City to Beef Community Centre, I've got stories that are going to blow your mind.
Hello and welcome to Wrestling Daft. I am not Rab Thorns, I am producer John. And as we see in the wrestling business, card is always subject to change. However, no change has been made because, as ever, we are joined by the Stevenson Dream himself, Mr. Grado, Graham Steveley. How are you, Grado?
How are you, John? I'm very impressed. Wait, well, I don't know if I'm impressed, but basically, right, we'll tell the story, right? So Rab has texted us about an hour before we come on the podcast to say that he's in a meeting and he will not be able to, he might overrun.
Yes.
And I thought, right, that's no bother. Because he had a meeting with regards to something. Now, this meeting with regards to something, just by chance, I am in an email chain for this.
Yeah.
For the reason that he's having a meeting. And I thought, that doesn't sound right to be see here. So I went into the email chain and he's, the Zoom that he is probably 100% talking about was meant to start at the exact time that we start recording this podcast. So what Rab has done is, and it's very, very clever, because this is a shit that I do, but now the shoe is on the other foot. It's a bit annoying.
It's annoying,
basically,
is it?
Basically, Rab, he has planted the seed half an hour before we come on to say, look, this might overrun, but his meeting actually started at the same time as Wrestling Daft. And do you know what? Fair play to him, because that's the kind of shit that I pull off. So I don't know whether to tell him that I've done my detective work, that I know that his other meeting starts at the exact same time as this. I don't know, but...
We'll let him know next week.
Right, does that
teach you a lesson, Grado? Have you learnt a lesson from this?
I feel bad, mate, because how many times have I pulled shit like
this
from
you? Yes, you have. One of the best ones, I think, is when you said, oh, I'm still stuck in Stevenson, I'm stuck behind a tractor, and then you sent a picture of a said tractor, which you've clearly just went on to Google Images and found a picture of a tractor on a road that you've been stuck behind. And here we go, here's the proof.
You know what, the famous stuck behind a tractor, that has been with me since, I'd say, about 2009 when I started working in the fire brigade. And that's why I used to always say I'm stuck behind a... Because I tried to kind of...
Well, it's rife down Ayrshire way, you know.
That's what I'm saying. It's rife down in Ayrshire. Tractors are rife. I kind of tried to give it away that Ayrshire's all just countries and roads and stuff like that. So the tractor one is...
Well, listen, the show must go on. We have tried, and apologies for the lateness of the show going out this week, because yesterday Sky decided to die across East Central Scotland, where I'm based, so we couldn't record it then. Kids have got in the way, but we're here now, and we've got a lot to talk about wrestling. Been a big week in wrestling. We had the relaunch of NXT. Grado, you were all over it.
I was, actually. I'd say I watched 10 minutes of it, and it was enough. I know it was a good show, but what I loved is this Breaker. Breaker. Oh, he's great, isn't he?
Why? Aye, he is great. There's a couple of booking decisions I'll question, and the fact that he went over LA Knight, and then LA Knight was in the title match the next, like at the end of the show, right?
Is that what happened?
Aye. So, but however, why, when you've got Rick Steiner's boy, who looks the fucking spitting image of him, by the way,
He's double.
And apparently an edict's went to WWE, you cannot reference Steiner. You cannot reference Rick Steiner.
Why?
Exactly. Why would you not?
Because we had a wee bit of debate with Rab in the group chat. He seems to think it's a kind of F you to Big Braun.
Aye, he thought that, aye. Yeah. See, he's got a new Braun, aye.
But see how even the way he speaks, he actually speaks like his uncle, I know. I can hear Scott, obviously he sounds like Rick, but he just everything about him, but he looks like an absolute star, man.
He does, doesn't he?
I love that leotard. I'll be getting one like that for myself, aye.
Other things have happened. Now, this is when you know that wrestling transcends the normal world. My wife, I was sitting there with her there just now, and she goes, "Who's Ric Flair?" And I went, I said, "He's a very famous wrestler." Why did you ask that question? "He's trending on Twitter." And I went, "Oh God, has Rick passed? Has Rick passed?" And then, but the other option, obviously, is when they're trending on Twitter, he's either dead or cancelled. So it was going to happen. It was going to happen soon enough, wasn't it? But I think Ric Flair and Tommy Dreamer have been cancelled this week.
I've not watched this Dark Side of the Ring yet, but
God.
I think I'm going to watch that as soon as I come after this, but it doesn't look good for my toys.
It doesn't look good. I mean, the thing is, it could be a fucking house of cards now. 80s wrestlers. It could be cancellations left, right, and center.
You're bang on, mate.
But aye, we'll get a lot more stuff in the Buddies and Put Wars. A lot's been happening in wrestling this week. But let's go into the correspondence from last week. Patrick starts us off this week, just says, "Just thinking of that time TNA sent Grado a drawing of a check, and remembering that as good as AEW is, wrestling will always be better when it's run by con men."
Do you know what's funny? Because I do you know what I've been doing this week?
What?
There's a wee guy. There's a man in Philadelphia, right? An author.
Right.
Very, who's wrote loads of books. I don't want to give his name in case it's a secret project, but he's writing a book about TNA.
Oh, has he come for a quotes for you?
I was on the Zoom with him the other night for 3 hours.
Shut up. You must have been jail. Amazing.
I was telling stuff that I would never tell on this podcast.
Shut up. Well, why would you... Grado, you're spilling all your guts to this boy who's on a book. You got your own wrestling podcast. You know you've did you tell him the check story?
I told him the check story. I've told him other wee bits and bobs, but I'm sitting... It was funny, man. I was sitting there with a coffee, and Stephanie, my girlfriend's like, my fiance, she's giving it... fuck, you thought one lot of shite. She could hear me for the next room. yapping. I mean, basically, we were to get... 2014 to 2018 TNA. It was 2 years and I was still in 2014. Just on. And then the next month, Abyss comes in and says to Abyss, I says, "Well, you better." You can see I'm going, "Is this one lot of shite or is this good?" But he says it's good, so I'm going back on the Zoom the night today, 2015 with him. So.
Fucking hell! I hope you're getting paid a fee for this.
And then the next man, Robbie, he comes in, and Robbie, he's not got his gear. So I says, "Well, you better speak to Dixie." And seemingly Dixie had heard about this, and
Love it. And talking about, do we need to get this extra bonus podcast for the Patreons done where we actually talk about your TNA run? But God, we're going to have to put some time aside for this if you spoke to this boy for 3 hours about 2014, right. Christ. Moving on with the correspondence, KP Jer has been in touch, and he said, now get this, Grado. Ex Middlesbrough and Bolton defender David Tweeter. Are you aware? Remember David Tweeter?
David Wheeler.
He played for a big guy. Sick, must be about 6'4". Blonde hair. Played for Bolton and Middlesbrough.
Oh, he's very distinctive. That guy. I remember him.
Now aye. He said that he's a huge wrestling fan and we should try get him on the show.
Well, if now. Begins. Right,
okay, now, here's the crux. So I retweeted this, or replied and said, "Oh, we'd love to get Big Dave on. It'd be a good chat. I'd speak about wrestling, talk about his football career." And then, he must be one of these guys that searches for his name on Twitter, because David Tweeter liked the tweet that mentioned him.
Wow, right.
So here it is. I'm going to throw down the gauntlet now. I'm going to try and get David Tweeter on the podcast for next week. I think he got a cap for England, you know.
Listen, David James Wheater, and he was born in Redcar. That's where my first ever match in England was in Redcar. It's just a small town.
Yeah, just Just I've been to Redcar before. It's an absolute shithole. Sorry if anyone from Redcar's listening, it's a fucking shithole of a town. But, you know, tell us about your first wrestling experience in England.
Me?
Which we might have been there. He might have been at the bar.
That's what I'm saying, because he's only a year older than me.
Yeah.
It was with Grant Dunbar. This is how daft British wrestling is. I'm sure we went down there to wrestle as a tag team, and when we got there, we ended up wrestling in a three-way against each other in the Lowlander gear, so it made absolutely zero sense at all. But then that was where Free CW was, mate. See, back in the day, Free CW, right, it was called Free Count Wrestling, and I'm telling you, some of the shows that used to put on were tremendous, but it was bizarre. It was like one of the ones, like, hey, do you know who they used to book? Because Alex Shane would bring your Takeshi Morishima. You ever seen him?
Aye.
Oh, he was the man. And they gave him the title, but again, it was bizarre seeing like these big, amazing Japanese stars coming to Redcar. You know what I mean? Again, and they had the Japanese press with him and stuff like that. So I loved going there. Some of the matches they had, they were incredible. That's where Pac was first kind of.
Oh, really? Right.
I'm sure he wrestled as like the Ninja Kid, and had a mask on and. But right for the stacks, I remember going to do with my pal came with me to one of the shows, and he was like, who's that guy, man? He's like, the rest of the show was a lot of shite, he says, but that guy was brilliant.
Bravo, I just went on to prove it. Listen, if you know anybody, I mean, or celebrities or footballers that are wrestling fans, let us know out them, because, you know what I mean, like, you never find out someone's a wrestling fan, really. It's a bit like you come out the closet as a wrestling fan, isn't it? You're maybe sitting with your mates in a pub, and you go... You know, I don't know how you get onto wrestling, but maybe it comes on, you're sitting in the pub, BT Sports on, and you're kind of nodding, and then they kind of catch your glance that you're looking at the telly and the wrestling, and they're going, you're a wrestling fan? Well, I am. Right.
You know what we should do? We should get a big group of football players, sports athletes, whatever, and find out who loves wrestling, right? And what we do is we bring them on, all of them at the one time.
And out them all.
And address them and say,
I'm going to go back to a story you told me, Grado. I believe Ryan Kent of Rangers fame may be a wrestling fan. Is this true?
Well, definitely his brother is. Have I told the story about Ryan Kent going to New Japan?
No, you haven't told the story about Ryan Kent going to New Japan. I am all ears. Grab a cup of tea, folks. Grab a biscuit. We're in.
Well, basically, I was in Glasgow. And it was to pay my tax, because my accountant's in Glasgow, and I was trying to find a parking space, and I parked up, and then the next minute, this wee mini pulls up, right, a wee mini, and a guy sticks his head at his window and goes, are you Greta? And I went, aye. He went, can I pull over and come out and get a selfie with you? I went, are you fucking Ryan Kent? And he went, yeah. So then he was with his brother, he parked up the motor, came up, and I swear to God, it blew my mind. One of them, his brother was a mega, mega wrestling fan, watched American Indies, and then Ryan went, oh, I've been to see, I was at New Japan. He says, we were at the Tokyo Dome. We were at the Tokyo Dome show together. The two of them went to Japan to watch the wrestling. So I'm sure I've kind of... I'm trying, because it's one of the ones where he was absolutely brand new, right? And he was going, oh, God, you're this, you're that, it's brilliant. We've seen you on this, and we've seen you on that. And I thought, I'm going to be well muckled up with these two for now on. Yeah. Like, aye, what's your Instagram? Cool, brilliant. Not one of them have replied to any of my messages that I've sent, and this was 2 years ago.
It's very,
you know, I mean, I thought, next time we come, maybe I'll go with them.
Yeah, well, you were in hospitality, I brought you something. Mind. Do you not bump into any of them or that, no?
No, no, man, because there's... COVID.
Ah, COVID, of course. They won't bring the players round now, of course. Oh, what a shame.
But do you know who likes it? And I'm surely McCulloch is a wrestling fan.
Really? Well, we definitely know that Grant Holt, who used to play for Hibs, is a wrestling fan, because he's been in the squared circle.
He's different level. He loved it. And it was weird, because I remember when I done that thing with Jason Cummings, this was before he was training to be wrestling, but he was sitting there and he was going telling us all about how much he loved the wrestling, and he was asking me stuff about it. So who else is there? There must be
Kenny Miller did the infamous running when the house show was in Glasgow, didn't he?
Aye, and I remember actually when running the kind of Kenny Miller, Lee McCulloch era, I remember they sometimes get pictures for training, right?
Aye.
When they're on the track, he's not at the Murray Park. And I don't know if I've still got it, but they were all doing a DX crotch chop to one another.
Were they?
This was maybe about 10 years ago. Aye.
Right.
And I also, funnily enough, I was coming back from America once and I was at Heathrow and I started speaking to this guy. I can't remember his name now and all. And he was a scout for Celtic and he had just been to somewhere in Asia and he was saying, there's a couple of the boys that love the wrestling at Celtic. I can't remember who exactly told me what ones, but he said, oh, they're desperate to come and see ICW and stuff like that. This was gonna be about 6-7, in fact, not a bit longer than that. And I said, well, any time they ever want tickets, just let me know. But they never chased up with that, but he definitely said there was a big group. I mean, it's not as if it's like a, we've been as if like it's a very niche thing, do you know what I mean? It's the wrestling, do you know what I mean?
Aye, exactly. Listen, if you know any footballers or indeed celebrities that love the wrestling, let us know and we can out them on this show. We'd love that. Actually, we mentioned the house show there. WWE is in town this week, Grado. I know you're going to go meet some of your friends. We'll get all the inside gossip next week, no doubt. But I've got an exclusive for you.
Wow.
Well, it's an exclusive. It's been on the radio already.
Oh, I know what it is.
Big Tom Stoltman, World's Strongest Man, we had done the radio show this week, Clyde One. Please listen, or you can listen to Go Radio. Other radio stations are available. But we had Big Tom Stoltman on the show this week. And like we asked, you know, any movie approaches, I don't know if you've seen, you know who Tom Stoltman is, World's Strongest Man, Strongest Man in Scotland. And we said, any movie approaches, anything like that, because you expect a guy that size going to get into TV or something like that. He says, well, funnily enough, the WWE have asked me to do something at the show this week. So I reckon they're on the card is a Glasgow street fight between Jinder and Drew arranged. I think he's going to be involved in that.
Oh, that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. So
that's funny you say that, John, because I had heard through the grapevine that Tom Stoltman was on the radio. And you did tell me that exclusive, and I thought, well, I'm going to bring one. Bring from <my team." laughs>
Now, just to let you
know. What I done was I went, listen, I've heard some rumours that you're going to the WWE. So we got talking to him, and he told me that he's going to call me out in the microphone at the end of his wee thing, which I definitely think will not happen.
I'm going to the show, Grado, so I will let you know if that happens or not, but that would be amazing if it does. First time Grado gets a mention in WWE would be incredible, absolutely incredible. So enjoy the show if you're heading on, might see you down there for a beer. Chatting about wrestling, we're going back to football again. Remember, we're constantly on about football themes getting, or football teams using wrestling themes. Air United at the weekend apparently used the game, according to Stephen, they used Triple H's theme at the weekend.
Do you think that's maybe the Air guys maybe a listener to the show?
Well, maybe. Please keep these coming in. And
these
if you
are great.
If you are like do work in like football DJing and do listen to the show, get the wrestling themes on. We'd love to hear that. I want to see if I can get... I know the guy at Falkirk. I want to see if I can get a wee one at Falkirk. The Shield, I think, would be quite good for the Bairns tonight too. So,
the Shield?
That'd be good, wouldn't it? Dun it. I think I'd be...
Just all right. Half the crowd would go, but it's a shite.
That is true. Listen, Westy, our friend Westy, Louise, has been in touch. Been chatting about wrestling weddings, she says. If you had your own fantasy wrestling-themed wedding, who from any promotion would you like to do things for it? For example, Tony Khan is the planner, New Day to do the music, etc., etc. Now, Grado, you're getting married very, very soon. I suspect there'll be a few wrestlers at your wedding. But, you know, who would you like to officiate the ceremony if you could choose any wrestler? I mean, Reverend Devon?
Oh, that's a good one.
Deacon Batista.
I tell you what I always wanted, though, was Howard Finkel to do it.
Howard Finkel would be amazing.
Because he was doing that after the retirement. Well, I know he kind of stopped announcing on the live shows, but I remember when YouTube first came about, there's great footage online Howard Finkel doing the ceremonies.
Do you now take this woman to be your lawfully wedded wife?
Have you never seen it before?
I have never seen Frank doing
that. Can I send it to you? You can play a wee bit now because it's brilliant, mate. This is about 15 years ago.
Let's get this. Howard Finkel doing a wedding ceremony is going to be something to behold here.
I'll send it to you. Good to see, mate.
So here is Howard Finkel. Is he officiating the wedding ceremony or is he just doing a speech, Grado?
The main thing about it, I think it's the reception. Play it and you'll hear a wee bit.
Right, here we go. This is Howard Finkel at your wedding.
I trying again. Take two. Are you ready? That's better. All right, well, ladies and gentlemen, it is now time to introduce the wedding party. First of all, let's say hello to the parents of the bride, Renee and Barry Weinberg.
How's it come to the Barry team?
Wow, are they moving fast? I think they want this thing to get over with. Okay, and now here are the parents of the groom, Angela and Anthony Sawoya.
That's the Bailey team again.
It was brilliant. Anyway, see Howard Finkel? I know he's passed away, right? But apparently it was the biggest mark for wrestling. We just loved it.
Really?
Because I knew guys in, I think it was maybe like GB told me or Abyss, that said that like he watched TNA every week and he knew everything about everybody and all their gimmicks. Apparently he was mad for the wrestling.
Brilliant. Well, I mean, he's passed obviously now, but perhaps, Guido, for your wedding, you could speak to Simon Cassidy, ICW announcer, to do something very similar.
Well, he is also the announcer to the intro that's at the start, man. Is that still
playing? Yeah, exactly. Yep, absolutely. Absolutely. So, yeah. And, well, I tell you what, let's open this up for next week, right? So, if you are getting married or have been married, who would you like to do what at your wedding? You know,
that's
it could
good.
Be DJing, it could be hosting the ceremony, it could be the best man. Who do you want as your best man as a wrestler? Who do you want to cut a promo on you? Jericho. Jericho would be good, eh?
Jericho would be great. Who else would be good? Shane Douglas.
Shane Douglas is your best man.
I'm grabbing these things.
All right, well, listen, we'll throw it out to all you guys. Get in touch for that for next week on the social channels. Now, this is massive. Absham got in touch with us at a point about AEW, but it needs the student voice from Rab because it's a very long-winded point he wants to make, and I feel I wouldn't do it justice without the student voice. We need Rab to do that. So, Absham, we'll leave that to next week for when Rab's back. The pun is back this week, Credo. We threw it out last week. Remember, Neil suggested wrestling insults and swear words?
That's right.
Nikki Bellend.
Yeah, I was at Nikki Bellend. What else did I say? I can't remember now. Nikki Bellend and... Oh, fuck, I can't remember now. I can't remember. Anyway, I saw that there was loads of replies to it.
There was a lot of replies. Let's see what pops you, Grado. Here we go. Right, Craig's come in, first of all, with King Kong Diddy. Cameron, the great Muta fucker. Dobber Ray Dudley.
That's good.
Pish Stratus. Tawanka. And I like this one. Razor Ramon to fuck. Right, Pablo, the ultimate walloper. And Michael P. Flaps Hayes. Michael's got Cock Lesnar, which Laura, like, direct messages us because she goes, I don't want to put on this on Twitter on the main channel because it's rude. Brilliant. It's too rude. So Laura direct messages us on the channel saying, Tay Conti. And
who's that meant to be?
Tay Conti.
Oh, right, I don't know. Who's that?
It's fine. AEW. Matt Jackoffson. So King Greaves got Prick Foley and Drew McIntyre. WWS PFL, they're a great channel on Twitter. Go and check them out. Mix up football with wrestling. He's got a few. Bret Sharp. Pratt Hardy. Cock Lesnar again. He goes, I am watching the Scots. Loving it, by the way. Ab's not here, so he can't, take all the glory. Prick Rude and Kevin Gash.
I like Kevin Gash.
Shun says Van Spanner, Big E Jit, the Lunatic Minge, and Bobby Pish.
Bobby Pish.
Dan has Irvin R. Scheiter. Andrew, Stone Cold Steve Arsehole, which is not even a pun. The Dunderheed Boys, Kenta Cabastard, and Moron Suzuki.
Oh, they're terrible.
Bearded Bruno, the Minge Night Express. Chris has Junkie Boy, Kevin Smelly, Michael Arsehole.
Fucking hell.
And Quimmy Uso.
What's Quimmy? What's that?
A quim is an R word for a lady's bit.
Oh, is it?
Fatboy77 said Stephanie McMahon. Louis, I like this one. Rhonda Big Girl's Blousey.
That's good.
James, CM Spunk.
Yeah.
Paul, Jobby Rude. Or Booby Lashley.
Booby Lashley.
And just, Jimbo doesn't fuck about. He just goes for Alberto Del Cunto. So, it's not even a pun, but I love it. So, that's it for this week's pun, and we'll have more in the next coming week. But remember, get in touch if you've got any, like, wrestling wedding stuff. We'll get that on next week. And Absham will definitely read out your AEW point in the student voice next week. If you want to get in touch with any of that, football wrestlers, celebrities that are wrestling fans, whatever you want, get in touch with us on Twitter at Wrestling Daft, on Insta, Wrestling Daft Podcast, or just Wrestling Daft on Facebook, or email, use the old school, wrestlingdaft@gmail.com. Every week we separate the bad from the good in wrestling. Some would say the wheat from the chaff. Others might say the Titus O'Neils from the Ric Flairs. Buddies and putovers, Grady, what you got this week?
Right, I'm going to put over Braun Strowman, and I'm going to Buddy. I don't know. I've not watched enough. It's usual, mate. I've not watched enough it, to be honest with you. But well, like we said at the start, put over his debut. Buddy's name. That's what I'm going to say.
Right.
I've got. Remember, I said I was going to. Did you like that wee idea that I sent into the chat yesterday?
Yes, I did like this idea.
This is a different section, but I just, I basically thought I'd like to ask the fans to come up with random NXT names. Now, it doesn't need to have any rhyme or reason to why you would call them these names, but just a list to put in a bag, basically like the box of gimmicks. So I don't know if this is going to work at all, but it might sound a bit fucking out of place here, but this is one name that I've always had up my sleeve, was the Human Cagoule Cassidy Song Choice. Champus Divine, Brutus Bench Press, Magnus Tripe, Danny Liver, Daddy Driver, Channing Manson, Boris Cadet, Ernie Lovejoy McCann. So I've got Barney Diddup and Benny Quirk. It doesn't work at all. This is pathetic.
I love this. Get your NXT. This is Grado's example of NXT names. Please get them in for next week. Design your own NXT names by just sticking some random names in bowls and pulling them out. That's how you do an NXT name, pretty much. I am going to put over Big E winning the world championship. Big E, he's such a star, and I'm just delighted he's got it. Hopefully, he gets a really good run. I'd like to have seen him go over Reigns, but I've got a funny feeling The Rock's going to be involved in that. However, that leads me on to Roman Reigns and my buddy. Just been announced pretty much yesterday that Roman Reigns versus Brock Lesnar is going to happen at WWE Crown Jewel in Saudi Arabia.
Versus Roman Reigns?
Yes, which is basically the glorified house show that they do on Saudi Arabia, and they're throwing away that match in Saudi Arabia. God love Saudi Arabia, but it's a glorified house show, and we're getting Roman Reigns versus Brock Lesnar there, as opposed to at Survivor Series or a bigger pay-per-view down the line. So I don't think it's great, but if they've got, in saying that, there's talk about Rock returning at Survivor Series. That's been on the rumour mill for so long. Oh, yeah, the big chat about The Rock will turn up at Survivor Series, which may lead to a Mania match.
It's obviously got to be Mania, isn't it, next year?
Yeah, turn up at Survivor Series, maybe get a wee run in the Royal Rumble, maybe win the Royal Rumble, fight Reigns at Mania.
That'd be good.
Potentially, but yeah, I'm not. Brock versus Reigns getting thrown away at Crown Jewel.
Sorry, mate, I'm not getting you enough here. I'll make it up by reading the fan suggestions, because I'm fed up listening to you, so is that all right?
You fire on.
Kev, he says he wants to put over Bobby Lashley. He's been a brilliant WWE champion. He wants to put over Edge versus Seth Rollins, on SmackDown. Edge is still an outstanding to watch, even at 47 years old. In fact, you do the rest. That's me done.
Is that you done? You can't do anything about it. That was a good match. Craig says, bury the shitey ITV Hub app that's making watching AEW a pain in the arse. Sorry, ITV.
I know what he's talking about. It's that Bank of Scotland advert that's on constantly.
Oh, God. Trying to watch something like on ITV online is a pain in the arse. I record AEW. I don't have Fight TV, so I record AEW and watch it on ITV and just fast forward through the adverts. That's the best way of doing it. But it's not until a Friday, so you miss out. Anyway, Craig's also
know that I'm burying that advert because the actress in question has got the same agent as me. So if my agents listen, I wouldn't mind getting the next shot of doing the Bank of Scotland adverts. I love them.
Great, there you go. Grado endorses the Bank of Scotland. Craig's putting over pretty much everything AEW are doing when I'm not stuck watching the same adverts over and over again on the shitey ITV Hub app. David says, Buddy John not paying for All Out. Yes, that was revealed last week. I apologise for that.
That was bad.
And put over Sir Tony Khan. That's what David's saying this week. Daniel says, putting over Big E and everything is cashing. That's how a face should cash in.
What did he do?
He did announce it. He announced on the Monday that he was going to cash in that night and basically made it clear. Came out at the start of the show with the case. There was a big to and fro between Randy Orton and all that. And then he cashed in against Big E. But then the way he cashed in, Daniel, against Big E, against Bobby Lashley, Bobby had his knee injured and Big E went for the knee, so I think that's quite heely. I think if you're Mr. Money in the Bank, and I always think it works better with heels, but if you are Mr. Money in the Bank, fuck it. Just cash in when they're down, you know what I mean?
So did he have an actual match?
Yeah, well, he came down. He came down at the end of the match between Orton and Bobby. Buddy, myself, are sitting through the rest of the
Sorry, I know what you're trying to say, right? But see, at the end of the day, to make it, it doesn't matter if they're a bad guy or a good guy. The aim of the game is to be the champ.
Exactly.
So, he's great. It makes sense. You would do it when somebody's lying in their ass.
Exactly. Why would you not, if someone's getting smashed up, come down and cash in? There you go. CM Jake says, put over Rick Steiner's boy on NXT. Agrees with you, Grado. Shite name, but looks the part and will probably be a big deal in NXT in the near future. And CM Jake says, burying WWE for cutting out Selena's match on SmackDown, as well as the women's title match on NXT. Women's Revolution? Aye. The women aren't expendable. There you go. So
that's interesting. I didn't know they'd done that.
I didn't realise that either, so that's really interesting that they've done that. Big Boy Bruno says, I want to put over the legend that is Joe Hendry, looking ripped as fuck. This man deserves to be one of the biggest stars in wrestling. Have you seen the pictures of Joe? He just put it up on his Twitter recently. He is fucking huge now.
He's massive, man. And I saw him put up a picture where he kind of like dyed hair in a suit, and he's going to reveal who he is next week, so... Colin, I'm intrigued. I'm looking forward to it because he's a great man.
Yeah, he's still with Ring of Honor as well.
I know it's been a bit of a shame for him with all that, to be honest with you.
I know, because he just got signed and it kind of all get canned off. And obviously, we've had him on the show, Joe. Go back and listen in the archives to the chat with
but
Joe.
He does take up my feed with all these Ring of Honor retweets. It does my tits in, but
there you go. Joe, stop retweeting Ring of Honor stuff. We know you're there, mate. It's all right. It's fine.
We laugh at that.
Giza Gobble, the good card, says, put over loving CM Punk and Taz working together. Oh, were they on commentary together? I didn't realise that. That'd have been brilliant. I think Taz, they're setting up an angle with Taz's faction and CM Punk. Anyway, always love Taz on the mic, and this works well for me. And Buddy, anything about LA Knight versus the Breaker match? Why Buddy LA Knight? Why rename a Steiner? And why rename them that? Just hated it. I completely agree about that LA Knight. I don't know why they did that. There we go. John says, put over AEW Dynamite and NXT, both enjoyable shows, both best of both worlds. And he's burying nothing because John
what a lovely man.
Being positive this week. And Jamie says, Al Snow has to be this week's put over after saving a kid's life by pulling him from a riptide. Also, Big E getting his reward and Lashley dropping the belt, looking great too as well. You wanted to put over Big Al Snow for saving that child as well, didn't you?
Oh, I know, man. I saw it in TMZ. I've not actually watched all the videos, but I take it he's been doing a lot of press for it. So good on him, man.
There you go, and you can hear the interview with Al Snow in the archives as well. I think it was episode 6 or 7. Anyway, go back and listen to the chat with Al Snow, Grado's big pal. And Buddy, it has to be Jack Jester getting his ass kicked in the Scots.
So, oh, that was brilliant. And folk have been talking about that all week. I'm not saying it was a great episode. I've only caught half it. There's an MMA match in it.
It is. I sat down with my wife. Do you know what? I promised Rab, well, I said to Rab, I need to catch up. And I did sit down with my wife and watch it. I really, really enjoyed it. So go and watch the Scots. Rab's star. That's why he's not here today, because he's just a big telly star again, isn't it? He's just forgotten about us, you know?
He was, man. He's getting, he's making a comeback, man. I was worried about him last year, but he's getting there, isn't he?
I talk at Burniston movies I saw in the press. You know, the Scots is flying. He's not turning up for this anymore, for God's sake. Just getting too big for his boots. But yeah, anyway, that's the Buddies and Putovers for this week. It is the part of the show we invite you to come on and do a run-in. But it's not really a run-in because we know that you're coming on. But anyway, let's welcome to Wrestling Daft, Jamie, who I believe wants to talk AEW and will be probably sorely disappointed that the AEW mark and Tony Khan worshipper himself, Rab Florence, is not here. Jamie, welcome to Wrestling Daft. How are you, mate?
Hello, I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm all right.
How are you, Jamie? We've got some bad news for you. Rab's phoned in sick.
Oh, that's all right. How's it going, lads? Is it all right?
I'm good, mate. I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for having me on.
Where is it? You come from, Jamie?
I'm originally from Northern Ireland, but I live in the north of England now.
Oh, really?
I live in Darlington, which is up near Newcastle.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah. It's funny, we were talking about the North East earlier on there, weren't we? Just when we come on the show.
I used to live in the North East, so I know it well, Jamie. Obviously, Darlington's mental because they've got this huge, big football stadium that they built there that doesn't get used. And just
for no reason at all. It's used now for rugby, I think.
Right, really, really.
The football team have moved to a much smaller.
Have they, really?
Yeah, they only get crowds of maybe a couple of thousand, and the stadium's like 25,000 or something like that.
Yeah, it's mental, absolutely mental. Yeah,
Do you know what? I've wrestled in Darlington a few times at the, is it the Dolphin Centre? Do you call
it?
Who did I wrestle there for? I'm trying to think. I feel as if there was a couple of Yanks on the show. Try to think who would have been there. Somebody's running actually. They know the Dolphin Centre. Who was it? The promoted shows there. Oh, Tidal Wave or something like that. Tidal Wave Wrestling or something like that.
I've been in Darlington now since the beginning of 2017. My lassie's from here, you see.
So
we've moved back over here.
Did you follow any of the independent stuff in... It's Northern Ireland, I'm assuming you're from, Jamie, yeah?
Yes. I used to go to a couple of events, the Pro Wrestling Ulster.
Right,
PWU had some shows, and I used to go to them. And now Titanic Wrestling is the big thing over there. So
yeah. Chris Jack, who's been on the show a couple of times, is involved with them. He was doing the show a couple of weeks ago, radio, when he came on the running. The headline maker, Chris Jack. So, Jamie, you wanted to come on top AEW, didn't you? I'm guessing Rab is off, and the biggest mark and Tony Khan worshipper is not here. So, what do you want to say about AEW?
I was going to say to Rob, there's only one Vince McMahon.
Oh, here we go. I'm so gutted he's not here.
I've got my Cameron
Grimes merch on as well for him.
Cameron Grimes is the fucking man. He's one of my favourite wrestlers. He's just great. You must love Grimes. I mean, he's so good on the mic and just his gimmick and character and everything.
I tell you what, mate, he's got that because it's funny to see how much he's, because like when in TNA he was just a kind of, he was just a flyer. He was just an X Division guy. He never really, I think he was in a group with Andrew Everett and Hurricane Helms, because his father, Cameron Grimes' father, was the guy who ran Omega Wrestling. Matt Hardy and Jeff. So basically there's like Matt, Jeff, Shane Helms and Cameron Grimes' dad. They're off of that same part as it's North Carolina or South Carolina, and they all used to wrestle each other's back door. So he's kind of like the Hardy Boys for he was like born.
Oh, wow.
I think his first match was like when he was 13, 14 year old. Nice. But he's a great guy, and I'm telling you, the skits and the video stuff that he does, I mean, you can so tell that JB's got a big party playing that because they're superb, they're brilliant. I love the stuff with the million. Is it, what does he call himself? Did he win Bitcoin or something like that?
Yeah, aye, they did all that, and he had the $1 million championship and all that sort of stuff. Brilliant. So, it's great. So why is there only one Vince McMahon as opposed to there's only one Tony Khan, Jamie?
Because, you know, everybody talks at the minute about AEW. It's the flavour of the month, right? And they're like, I think they're trying to run before they can walk.
Right.
And there's something telling me that Vince McMahon has a lot to do with AEW.
Oh, don't start this conspiracy theory that Vince is actually running. Oh, I've heard this. No. Right, come on, give us your theory, though. Go on.
It's because they're letting go of so much good talent. And suddenly a lot of them are showing up on AEW. So it's like, what's happening? What's really happening? There must be something, but something says to me there's something behind it.
Nah, but I think, do you not think it's more of the fact that, you know, what they're doing with WWE at the moment? I mean, let's not forget, Tony Khan's pockets are very deep, right?
Mm.
And if you're offered, like, just say, let's go to Grado, who is a wrestler. So a company comes to you, Grado, let's just say TNA and... In fact, that's a terrible example because you're going to sign for TNA. No. But if WWE and AEW come to you, Grado, right? Both have the same money on the table, right? You've got a good contract on the table. But the creative way that you're going in AEW is better than the WWE. What way are you going?
I mean, also, I would say even in the last couple of months, it's completely changed. But, I mean, I know that WWE is... I mean, WWE's always going to be there, isn't it? I mean, I could turn around and say that, you know, you don't know how long AEW is going to last, but you see Meltzer's tweet last night. Basically, somebody had wrote, "Can he wait for Tony Khan's podcast? It's going to be called 4 weeks, right?" And Meltzer quote tweeted it saying, "I think it will be called How I Turned a $25 million Investment into a Company Worth $400 million in 2+ years. I can't get rid of that.
Is that was the investment was 25? I mean, the thing is, though, now that's obviously flew up because the wages they're paying, I mean, CM Punk, Daniel Bryan, all these guys are not going to be cheap.
They're going to be million, like mega million, like $2, $3, $4, $5 million contracts without a doubt.
Yeah. Yeah, because that's what they'd be getting in WWE.
But
to me, the lads are always going, to me, everybody that's going into AEW, they're always going to be associated with being ex-WWE guys. Yeah, that's where they made their name.
Uh-huh.
I mean, so really, that's where they become household names. So it's like Vince McMahon, to me, he seems to know what he's doing.
Yeah, but then
again, people say that he's losing his marbles. And it's like, he's just losing his way completely.
Mm-hmm.
But to me, he's just got a very sensible... I know it's all about wrestling, and we care about wrestling just as fans, but he's got a very good business head on him, I think.
Oh, I mean, without a doubt. But and you could have an argument there, where if you looked at an AEW card last year, right, and you had your... what do you call him? Christ.
Moxley.
What?
Moxley.
Well, no, what I was going to say is if you looked at a card for AEW 18 months ago, you've got all the kind of, you've got, know that there's anything wrong with these wrestlers, you know, you've got Sonny Kiss, and who was his tag team partner again? You've got Kip Sabian,
yeah,
you've got
all these. Yeah.
If you look at a card right now, it's the majority, it's a 70% of the roster of the matches on the card are ex-WWE guys, isn't it?
But then, no, I wouldn't say, I mean, the thing is though, and this is what I counteract with Jamie, is that basically... AEW are starting to make household names out of people like Darby Allin. MJF, Kenny Omega, who was obviously in the indies, but, you know, is big. They're grafting their own stars, and they've done that, Luchasaurus, you know, they brought these guys through, they kind of AEW originals. I mean, for me, MJF's the best heel in wrestling at
the
moment.
He's the best, man.
He's the best heel, absolutely best in heel. And Darby Allin is probably the most up-and-coming wrestler in the business at the moment. I mean, there's very few other people that you can, you know, have that draw that he does. I mean, there's Hangman Page as well. I mean, that's just some of the names that, you know, spring to mind that would become. And I totally get your point about, you know, what you're saying is a lot of WWE, but I guess, see if the talent is available, why wouldn't you sign them? You know, it's like Cristiano Ronaldo on a free transfer. Why wouldn't you go and sign these guys to improve your product?
I know it's like, to me, I say they're, AEW is trying to run before they can walk, because surely they're going to run into a WWE problem that has been in the last few years, whereby they're
too much talent.
Not knowing what to do with them.
Yeah,
they've got talent there. Of course, they've got the big names, and I suppose that's what you need to get your name out there. But what do you do with them before it just becomes another WWE?
But the thing is, but could I sit here and go out to you? But I wouldn't worry about it. Just enjoy it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
There's plenty of things I like about AEW. There's plenty of stuff that I don't.
What do you not like about it?
I don't like the Elite. Do you know, right. I don't have time for Kenny Omega and the Young Bucks. I really don't. they try to come across as serious wrestlers, right?
Yeah.
But they're going about doing comedy stuff like that is WWE kind of thing.
I think you're, do you know what, that's a problem. You're bang on with some of it. See, sometimes all that try to be funny constantly, it is annoying.
But the Young Bucks, that's their gimmick, is they are annoying. That is their gimmick, that the Young Bucks are annoying, you know, they are. But I think that the problem with, and I think it's the problem with all wrestling companies as well, is sometimes the creative, and especially as it's the wrestlers booking the creative, isn't it? I mean, that's, for sometimes you think it's a wee bit like the lunatics running the asylum, and sometimes things die on their arse. But
that's sometimes the problem.
Yeah, but that happens in every company, doesn't it? That happens in every wrestling company, yeah.
Jamie, see if I was to go out right this week, what do you want to watch? Do you want to watch Raw or Dynamite? You can only watch one. What would you watch right now?
Okay, yeah, probably Dynamite this week, yeah.
Well, that's it. I mean,
you know, the only one.
I know, that's the thing. I mean, you look at. I mean, SmackDown, I think, is a different proposition, but I mean, Raw is just 3 hours, and some of it's just fucking draws on, you know, and some of the booking and sounds like such a mark there. But
the one thing I don't like now about the Elite especially is now with Adam Cole involved, he's went from being a pretty serious wrestler in NXT to getting involved with all that crap with the Elite. I know there is friends and stuff. There is friends and all that, but it's like he's just gonna become another comedy thing.
But then there was a rumor on the internet last night that the plans for Adam Cole was to be a manager in the main roster in WWE.
There was
plans for him to be Keith Lee's manager or something
like that.
By the way, can sometimes work out to be better for folk, but you know, what is he gonna do? Is he gonna take a managing gig in WWE or getting paid maybe mayor of the same money in AEW as part of like one of the most kind of overacts
The thing about Vince McMahon, why I like Vince McMahon and WWE so much is because, you know, people talk about AEW as the best, but then next thing WWE put on a pay-per-view like SummerSlam. And to me that was really good.
Yeah, SummerSlam was good.
They can just pick stuff up, like they can just pull stuff out of the bag when they need to.
So, Jamie, are you going to be going to any of the WWE UK tour shows next week? I know they're going to Newcastle, which is no far for you, is it?
They're going to Newcastle. I'm not entirely sure when it is, but I'm not going. No, I would like to, but I think it's sold out by now.
Have you been to see WWE live before?
I have. I've been to, there's been a few shows in Belfast a few years ago.
Aye.
And I've been to a Raw and SmackDown in Manchester back in 2013.
Right.
And it was a good experience. I mean, I said it was a good experience. It was very long.
Aye.
When it's a recorded show in England and stuff, it's like you have like 5 or 6 hours of things.
What the hell?
They can be long shows.
Yeah, they did the Raw in Glasgow and I went along to it and I thoroughly enjoyed myself.
That was a Nolan debut, wasn't it?
It was actually. He was against Brian Kendrick. It was brilliant. Mm-hmm. I wish Jamie that Rab had been on for this. I think we definitely need to get you back on because but the thing is, Rab loves Vince as well. Rab does love Vince as well, and he loves what he stands for, you know. But it'd be really interesting to put you up against Rab on this one, Jamie. So
just one more thing about AEW. They talked at the start about wanting to be a pro wrestling. They were pro wrestling and not sports entertainment.
Yeah.
And they have quickly become that because there is a lot of comedy rubbish on AEW.
Do you not like the comedy rubbish though? Do you not need a wee bit? You need your ups and your downs and your, you know, your palate cleansers. I mean, like, WWE's done it throughout. I mean, you've got been Grado's best person to speak to on this kind of subject. Is you need those palate, you know, you need your Santinos, you need your Hurricane Helms, you need those bits of comedy just to lighten up. Because, I mean, if it was all, I mean, if you're wanting serious wrestling, you go and watch Ring of Honor, you go and watch, you know, again, New Japan, you know, I just think you need some of that, you need
comedy, but there needs to be variety overall in a full show, and if it's comedy it needs to be done right, it needs to be funny.
Yeah. It's like how long before AEW becomes the same as WWE and it becomes stale?
Well, listen, because
they're just going to sign people from WWE, you know, like WCW was.
I love watching old shite WCW.
WCW is the best thing you watch.
2000 shows, Nitro shows. It's my favorite pastime. I love it.
Sure, because right, you're watching for the NWO crumbled and fucking the Wolfpack and oh god, almighty.
And Vince McMahon quickly ate them up.
That's right.
Well,
I'm going to be losing sleep about it, Biggie, and I would just enjoy it the night. And then, I want you to come on and speak to Rob, because I think you'll be good together.
Absolutely.
One other thing that Rob's going to like, I'm a big fan of Jim Cornette's podcast.
Oh, no, Jesus. Oh, God, right. You're definitely coming back on, Jay. But listen, thank you so much for doing the run-in this week. Really appreciate that, mate.
No problem. Thank you.
All the best, Jamie. Take care, pal.
Cheers, Jamie. Cheers. And if you want to be like Jamie and get on the running next week, you know what the best thing to do is? Sign up to our Patreon. Lots of levels up there, lots of extra content. You can do that at patreon.com/wrestlingdaft. Woo!
John, you know as well as I do that if you go online without using ExpressVPN, it's like changing while leaving your window wide open. You might not have anything to hide, but why give random creeps a chance to invade your privacy? Well, come on. You need to know. When you go online without a VPN, your internet service provider, it can see every single website that you visit. They can legally, by the way, legally sell this information without your consent to ad companies and tech giants, and then they're going to use their data, your data, to target your cell, right? So what you do is you get ExpressVPN, because what it does is it makes it that ISPs can't see your online activity. Your identity is anonymized by a secure VPN server, and your data is encrypted for maximum protection. It's easy to use. You just fire up the app, click one button, pick which country you want to stream for, and it works on phones, laptops, routers, so everybody who shares your Wi-Fi can be protected as well. And I love it. I love it because I'm getting new series. What else can I do? I can, if I fancy going abroad and I don't want to miss River City, what I do is I stick it to UK and I manage to get it, no bother at all. So what you do is you secure your online activity, get yourself to expressvpn.com/wrestling today. That's expressvpn.com/wrestling, and you can get an extra 3 months free. It's expressvpn.com/wrestling.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
You just made the list!
So everyone in life has a list, you know, we all live by lists, and we at Wrestling Daft, we like lists as well, and every week we take a wrestling-based subject and we make it into a list. See, that's what we do. You can vote what you want us to talk about by joining us at patreon.com/wrestlingdaft. Now, our 7-time losing nomination, we're going to get away one day. The best ECW champions was up against the funniest moments in wrestling. However, I realised that we've done that before, and I just switched the topic on a suggestion from Neil, one of our patrons, who said we should talk about the best face turns in wrestling, and that one with 63% of the vote, Grado. So in Rab's absence, have you got a top three heel to face turns for me?
Let's do it. Number three. Spud turning face at Wembley for a TNA show, January 2014. Great face turn, because Spud had spent a couple of years in TNA being a manager. He ended up managing EC3, and then one of the best matches I've ever saw live was Spud versus EC3, Wembley Arena, bloodbath. What a match. If you've no saw it, get your way to watch it. And then Spud went on to be a really good guy, won the X Division title as well, and it was just marvellous to watch it blossom.
Fantastic. Number two,
I'm going to go for Jeff Jarrett in TNA. Jeff had started off as a heel in TNA for the first couple of weeks, and then I think maybe about 3 or 4 months down the line, he turned himself into the Steve Austin of TNA, the number one good guy. He was a booker, he did book himself, he made himself the champ, and that deserves a lot of respect.
Number one
for me is going to be Matt Hardy in TNA. He had this snidey gimmick early January 2016. I can't remember what he was calling himself, but he had split up with JF, and he was doing the whole, this was at the very, very, very start of the broken mat type of carry-on. It started off, he was a heel, he turned it around, and then it became one of the most over things in wrestling that year. Delete. So that, and the fact that I'm very good friends with Matthew, I'm going to put him as the number one face stunt in wrestling history. And if you don't like it, fuck you.
Right, there was definitely a theme to your top three there, Grado. I can't imagine what
class.
It was. Yeah. The number one face turn in wrestling history is Matt Hardy's in TNA. Mac Dow starts us off with the best heel face turn. Batista, that's my favourite.
Oh, that's a belter. That's
the thumbs down. It was the thumbs down and the face on Ric Flair and Triple... We can't mention Ric Flair anymore. Triple H's face when he does the thumbs down was amazing. Virgil, when he turned in the Million Dollar Man, is a belter as well from Matt Dow. One of the best pops in history. That, if you go out your way on the network...
I don't think I've ever saw that.
Go out your way in the network to see that Virgil face turn. It was unbelievable. Brilliant. Jimmy in Germany says, Austin Mania 13... Of course, the double switch, wasn't it? Brett going off as a heel and turning up in the start of Stone Cold, really. John Batista face turn on Raw is up there as well. And the execution was perfect. Triple H being powerbombed through the table. What a spot. CM Jakes says, Randy Savage at WrestleMania 7.
Good show.
Oh, getting back with Elizabeth. Such a feel-good moment. Goshy, Hulk Hogan's unintended face turn at Mania 18. No, that might replace your number one now, Grado, eh?
Yes, aye. I actually never even thought about that, but that was probably...
That was unintended, because that was just... I mean, that call was made... From what you've heard and what in the interviews you hear, that was... They called that in the ring, didn't they? Mm-hmm. The Rock, yeah, and they said, right, mm-hmm. I'm going to wrestle heel, you got to wrestle face, and then they called it brilliant. Whether he's going to turn face or not, I don't think WWE had much choice, considering most of the crowd were cheering for Hogan and booing The Rock.
Listen,
right.
The Rock fucking in the go and getting Terry in a headlock. Right, you just can own you're the bad guy now, right? Just for healing. You be the bad guy, right? I'll be the bad guy, you be the good guy, right? Let's go. 1, 2, 3.
Do you think if you watch back the match, you can look at that point that happened? That they've kind of went, listen, The Rock's turned around and said, right, I'm going to wrestle heel now, you wrestle face.
What would have probably done, Hogan's probably, or The Rock, when I was turned around and went, The Rock's probably went, let me get heat on you. I'll put heat on you. And that's probably it. That's probably what they've done.
Switch it. I love that.
Switch it.
Love that match. One of the best ever. Paul says, Shawn Michaels in 1992, which of course is one of the most infamous heel turns. However, he says he must have known what the future held for Marty. No wonder he wanted away from him. So I guess you could see it as a face turn there. Dylan says, Bryan Danielson, that said, I preferred him as a heel. I can't remember. He's been through a couple of heel and when he came, do you know what I really think is really underrated with Daniel Bryan? When he did the whole vegan thing, I thought like when he came back and he switched it up and he was the kind of vegan thing.
Yeah,
I
with
thought,
a cardboard belt and all that.
I thought it was really good. I thought it was really good as from a face to a heel turn. Anyway, Kevin says DDP and WCW when he looked like he was joining the NWO before battering Hall and Nash.
Oh, that's right. He pulled off a t-shirt and had NWO, didn't he? I remember that.
Yeah, that was good. And Bruno says, has to be Hogan at WrestleMania 18. He had the crowd like putty in his hand.
It's funny, that putty in his hand. That's funny, isn't it? I remember I worked with a fireman, man. He fucking was telling me that Bruno Mars come on in the
children. Bruno Mars!
Bruno Mars. And he's just seen that song and I think, I'll tell you. The woman, put in your horn, see if you got dance to that. Bruno Mars, see that song there? Down, you see the woman? Putty in your horns.
What Bruno Mars song? Locked Out of Heaven?
Oh, I can't remember, but I can't remember. You see that tonight, I'm telling you. Putty. It's like putty.
Right, Grado, let's rev up that virtual motor as it's time for another Wrestling Daft Road Story. We're going to pretend, well, you don't have to pretend because you're an actual wrestler. I'll pretend that we are wrestlers on the way back from a house show and we're both fighting off. Yes, a house show. We'll pretend that we're in the WWE and we're on our way back from a house show, all right?
That's one thing I love about British wrestling. I know, man, when they would do that, like when promotions would go, we're going to start doing house shows. I'm not going to say who used to do it, man. It was funny. He'd go, we've got TV that week. We've got TV. And then we've got a house show. You're like, oh, fucking, it's just a fucking wrestling show, yeah, bam. Anyway.
I think we can guess what promotion that is, Grado. So let's get in the car and see what happens. All right. Dave, what about the house show tonight, mate?
Oh, the house show of the night was brilliant, man. House show at the Dolphin Centre in Darlington in front of 85 people.
Yeah. Ready for the TV tapings at the weekend?
What do you mean the TV tapings at the Dolby Centre in Larbert?
The Dolby Hall in Larbert, is that the one?
What do you call it? The Dolby Hall.
The Dolby Centre's the Garden Centre.
So
I don't know if we're doing a show there, but I'll see you at the Dolby Hall for the TV tapings. Anyway, listen, I've got. Let's kill the time while we're in the car now.
Right, let's do it. Tell me a wee story, John.
See, when I was 18, mate, you know, I was on the lookout every weekend, up my dance and looking for a wee pump, right? Yeah, when you're 18, Grado, you know what it's like.
Aye, the women are like putty in your horn.
They're like putty in your horns, the women, honestly. When you're 18, they're like putty. So anyway, but I'm out at the dancing, you know, usual bow, doing a foot in, you know, near the end. You know that kind of 2:30 when you're thinking, I'm not getting a lumber tonight, you know. I'm going to have to try a wee bit. So anyway, you're looking round, right? You're looking round and your eyes meet across the dance floor and you're both looking for it anyway. 2:30. Here we go. Eyes up this older lady. She must have been close to the 40. I mean, bear in mind I'm 18 at this time, you know. So anyway, before I know it, she's rubbing herself up and down against me. I'm thinking, I'm fucking in here, I'll tell you. Anyway, it comes to end. A bit of winching, what have you. And suddenly, we're on a taxi away back up to ours. So we arrive at our place. Big tenement block and she knocks the door first. I thought, that's a bit strange. Anyway, boy about the same age as me comes down and lets us in. Christ, it's her fucking son. Oh no, I'm thinking. Anyway, I go in anyway, you know. She gives it, wait here, I'll be down in a minute. So I'm left in this kitchen, right? I'm just pottering about. You know, walked into the fridge. Well, there's a wee bottle of Bud there. I think I'll have that. So crack it open, wee bottle of Bud. She makes her grand entrance. I can hear her coming down the stairs. Thump, thump, thump. Anyway, she's went up the stairs and what she's done, Grado. Mm-hmm. She's stuck on the sexy undies and all that. But none of it fits. You know that way? None of it fits. The pants, the bra. It's not a good look for her. Let's just say that, right? So anyway, I'm still right up for it. You know, I'm 18. I've got a wee beer in my hand. I've had I've got a stoner, right? I'm not going to lie to you, Grado. I'm sitting there with a stoner. And she asked me if I'm hungry. And I go, no, I thought I was all right. I was all right. But anyway, so she starts making noodles on the boil. You know, like super noodles. Right? Anyway, so she's making then, right? And I'm behind her and I'm ready to go, So eventually, the noodles are ready. I mean, super noodles don't take long, Grady, do you know what I mean?
No.
And we both go up the stairs. Anyway, she's taking the super noodles up the stairs with her, right? I thought eating the kitchen, man, you know. Anyway, but we're both in the bed now. And we start a wee bit of wunching. Anyway, you know, I decide, probably against my better judgment, that, you know, I'll go down there. I know, man, it was, you know, it was a bit boofing. I'm not going to lie to you, Grado. It was a bit boofing. But I ain't a quitter, mate. I ain't a quitter. And, you know, well, down there, I gave it my best shot. Anyway, this is where it gets to the weird bit. So, I move back up, you know, I'm ready to go. And she's got a fork full of super noodles. And she's putting them across her chest, telling me to eat them.
This is brutal, man.
So anyway, I say, fuck it. I say, I'll play along. I don't want to ruin my chances here. So I'm now eating curry super noodles off her breasts. Curry fucking super noodles. And this wasn't just one spoonful, Grado. This went on for a wee while, let me tell you. So there I am, eating curry super noodles after an eating off a 40-year-old who's... underwear didn't fit too well, and our son's downstairs, and there's me curry noodles off her maw, off his maw. Anyway, I got lucky after that anyway, and then I got to fuck, and I tell you what, that was the night of the curry super noodles on the breasts.
Oh, for fuck's sake. what is it? What is that? Oh my God, man. Ladies ever get a nice wee story, you know? They've never ever got a wee nice thing, something about, you know, there's Al Snow saving Wayne's for the fucking ocean, and somebody's coming on, what are you talking about, licking fucking curry noodles off a 40-year-old woman?
I tell you what, if you've got a story of saving someone's life like Al Snow did, we'd really appreciate it, because I don't think Rab would appreciate that story. I think this would, Rab would...
Glad he's dipped this one. Christ's sake, man, that's some...
Anyway, thank you very much, Alan McDougall, who supplied that story.
I can't believe he's letting his full name being aired.
Oh, right, okay, Alan. thanks for that story. If you've got a wrestling daft road story, it doesn't have to be involving curries and sex and all that sort of stuff. You could have saved someone's life, like Grado says. Please drop it into us. You can DM us on Twitter at Wrestling Daft, on the Facebook, or of course get us on our email, wrestlingdaft@gmail.com. So that's it for Wrestling Daft this week. Sorry, card was subject to change. It's been me and Grado this week. Rab will be back next week so we can out him for actually dinging us. And we know he had a meeting when this was set to record. We know that. So we'll see him next week for that. Grado, who's going to be our listener of the week this week?
What was the one? The Razor Ramon to fuck.
Razor Ramon to fuck, that is Cameron, so well done, Razor Ramon to fuck, in the punning, you are listener of the week. That is it, we'll get up the road, but remember, review Wrestling Daft. I think we're about 140, we're 5 stars on Apple, Grado.
Seriously, really?
We're a 5 star podcast on Apple.
You're joking,
Wrestling
mate,
Daft.
That's great.
So keep the reviews, keep the ratings coming up. We'd really appreciate that. And tell your friends, man. This is the best wrestling podcast out there, isn't it?
It sure is. And also, find me on cameo.com/Grado. I will do any video for yourself, whether it be for your partner's birthday, whether it be for weddings, whether it be for Christmases, anything at all. I am available on cameo.com. But as I say, I don't like to put it on Twitter because it's a redneck, so I like to do it for my podcast.
So there you go. Get right, Grado on Cameo. How many have you done now?
About 7.
Here we go! Brilliant. So you can get Grado on Cameo. Check that out. And we get more content from Wrestling Daft. patreon.com/WrestlingDaft. And we've got merch. You can still buy Wrestling Daft merch. We don't make a big song and dance about it, but because basically we don't have designers anymore. So the kind of, we were used to do a t-shirt every month. It's kind of slowed down recently because we don't have designers anymore. Here, if you want to design a t-shirt for Wrestling Daft, we'd really appreciate it. You can do that and we'll put it up in the shop for sale and we'll take the money off it.
That's you know? Funny. Did we lose our designers maybe like 3 weeks ago?
No, we've not had designers now for about probably about a year now.
Right, okay.
So, yeah, if you want to design a t-shirt for us, we'll readily accept your design and sell it as our own. And, you know, we don't get much a cut off of t-shirts. We make about £2 per t-shirt anyway, so it's fine. But yeah, get us shop.spreadshirt.co.uk/wrestling. shop.spreadshirt.co.uk/wrestling. The designs up there are brilliant. I'd definitely suggest you buy the Hulk Hogan Jabroni Marks quote, because that's brilliant. Anyway.
It's everywhere now, isn't it? You see that everywhere, don't you?
I know, everyone's started nicking our gimmick now, man. You know, shocking. Anyway, that's us for this week's Wrestling Daft. Thank you, Grado, really appreciate it.
Cheers, mate. Thank you for doing the talking and all that.
Doing the talking, thanks for that. Sorry. I've done the talking. Anyway,
up the road.
Up the road.
Out your suit. Audio Frontier.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall.
No payments until fall. With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.